No man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Big, big,
three,
fast,
two,
radio.
The Saga Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in. Even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now.
The headlines at 18 hours. The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has approved 118 developmental projects worth $627 million in investment costs following its 33rd Environmental Assessment Community meeting. UPND Media Director Mark Smue emphasized that illegal mining won't be tolerated in Zambia, citing the country's laws and regulations governing land and mineral exploitation. In international news, Kenya's security forces have blocked all major roads leading into central Nairobi ahead of planned nationwide protests.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. UPND Media Director Mark Smue emphasized that illegal mining won't be tolerated in Zambia, citing the country's laws and regulations governing land and mineral exploitation. Smue says the rule of law must be held, upheld, and no citizen should be allowed to mine without required documentation. He urged citizens to engage in safe and legal mining habits, saying there is no better excuse than ending life of another person, echoing President Hichilema's sentiments. Smue added that the government wants to stop the behavior of youths being buried in debt in mining areas and is offering training and documentation for safe mining practices. He condemned political blackmail as a way of doing wrong things, especially ahead of the 2026 general elections.
And so the situation in Mufumbwe makes sad reading to the effect that from whatever angle you look at it, no one would want to justify the death of another human being, especially where death can be avoided. But it's also important for us to indicate that as a preventive measure, one of the things that we need to focus on is to invest, as the case may be, in areas that allow citizens to participate in mining legally and with proper safety measures. This is why the UPND government has introduced what we call skills training. In it, there is artisanal mining. I'm sure many of the citizens do recall that artisanal miners were granted about 112 licenses a year ago. And that is a thing.
Meanwhile, the Human Rights Commission has condemned the violent clash between defense and security forces and informal miners at Kikonge Gold Mine in Mfumbwe District, resulting in deaths and injuries. Human Rights Commission Director of Education, Training and Spokesperson Mwelwa Muleya says the commission calls for thorough investigations to establish the circumstances surrounding the deaths and prevent disproportionate use of force in future operations. Muleya stated the right to life is so sacred and fundamental that its protection must be prioritized in all circumstances, especially during law enforcement. He also appealed to former miners to vacate the mining area and engage in constructive dialogue to find a lasting solution to illegal mining. Muleya further urged law enforcement officers to strictly adhere to due processes and the rule of law to prevent harm and respect human rights dignity.
The loss of lives of the informal miners who are not licensed to undertake mining activities in that area is deeply regrettable, because life is so sacred that it must be prioritized over any objective of law enforcement. It is for this reason.
And Tonse Alliance has condemned the police brutality at Kakonge Gold Mine in Mfumboi District, resulting in loss of lives, and questioned the government's approach to handling artisanal miners. According to Sean Tembo, PEP president and Tonse Alliance spokesperson, even one life lost due to police brutality is one too many, and the government should have issued eviction notices instead of using force. Tembo also wondered why the government has been unwilling to issue artisanal mining licenses to the youths, suggesting that empowering them with licenses and training would be a more effective approach. The Tonse Alliance advised the government to learn from Zimbabwe's approach to artisanal mining, where individual miners are empowered with licenses and safety training. Tembo emphasized that the government should change its attitude towards artisanal miners and empower them instead of criminalizing and brutalizing them. The Zambia Environmental Agency, ZEMA, has approved 115 developmental projects worth $627 million in investment costs following its 33rd Environmental Assessment Committee meeting. ZEMA Manager of Corporate Affairs Ruth Kamwi says the projects span various sectors, including mining, energy infrastructure, development, manufacturing, and agriculture. She notes that the approved projects include the construction of a ZAMSA regional medical warehouse in Kabwe District to enhance medicine storage capacity and healthcare delivery in Central Province. Kamwi says another significant project is the upgrade of critical airport infrastructure at Mansa Airport, valued at over 739 million kwacha, aimed at improving air transport infrastructure in Luapula Province. She underscored ZEMA its commitment to promoting sustainable development while ensuring environment protection as mandated by the Environmental Management Act.
The projects approved span various sectors, including 51 in mining and mineral processing, 22 in energy, 18 in infrastructure development, 17 in manufacturing and processing, and 7 in agriculture and tourism. Noteworthy projects include the proposed construction of a ZAMSA regional medical warehouse in Kabwe District, meant to enhance medicine storage capacity and supply chain efficiency, ultimately improving healthcare delivery in Central Province. The upgrade of the critical airport infrastructure at Mount